there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/audio. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/audio.
This election night, C-SPAN delivers something different. Not just the presidential race, but the state races that will decide the balance of power in Congress. Follow C-SPAN Tuesday, November 5th on TV, online, or on the free C-SPAN Now video app.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the next government needs to ensure more people pay income tax in USC. That's the call from the Irish Tax Institute, its Director of Tax Policy and Representations, Anne Gunnell, joins us now. Anne, thanks indeed for talking to us. How many people exactly don't pay any income tax in USC at the moment, do we know?
Good morning, Shane. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so currently it's estimated by revenue that 33% of what they call taxpayer units will pay neither income tax or USC in 2024. And what that means in numbers is about 1.15 million taxpayers.
It's a huge percentage. I presume that wouldn't be the norm across the rest of Europe or across the OECD, would it?
Yeah, no, that would be fair enough to say, I think. I think it's an inherent weakness that we have in our Irish personal tax system, that we have this unusually narrow base. I mean, on the plus side, we have a very progressive tax system. As you know, the more income you earn, the more tax you pay. And that goes, you move up through that scale very, very quickly. But then because of that, we have this kind of uneven balance where we have, on the one hand, where we just mentioned there, the 33% not paying any income tax or USC, we have the top 1% of income earners contributing almost a quarter of all income tax and USC payments. And that's people earning over 290,000. So we have a significant portion of also these high earners working in multinational companies, which we know also from all the talk about our over-reliance on our CT receipts on, you know, large companies and foreign owned, that we have, we've an over-reliance on any group is not a good thing. It poses a risk.
I was going to ask you, what is the, because there'll be people listening saying, well, you know, if you're very well off, you should pay more tax. And I know you're not arguing against that. But what is the problem with having so many people out of the tax net?
It's this over-reliance. We're just talking about if you really want good tax policy design, it should be a sustainable tax system. So we currently have an over-reliance on a small group of taxpayers, as I said, these high earners, which invariably actually work in multinational companies. So, for example, in 2022, 40% of all income tax and USC receipts came from the multinational sector. So not only do we have a concentration and a risk in our corporation tax receipt base, this is also replicated in the income tax base. And that's just not sustainable in the longer term.
Now, we had the crash, whatever it was, 15 years ago. And back then, I think it was something like half the workers weren't paying personal tax at this stage or income tax at that stage. And it was a kind of a vow, this would never happen again. So what has happened? We seem to be moving back towards that model now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's what happened. We had a huge chunk out of the personal tax net. So that's why the USC, the Universal Social Charge, was introduced. But it was introduced at a lower threshold when it came in first at the financial crisis. And then over a number of years, that threshold was increased. Now, it has stood at 13,000 now for a number of years. So I suppose some of the government will probably argue that that is a base broadening measure, that they haven't moved it in recent times. But just with the way increases have happened between that period that you mentioned from the financial crisis to when it has now set at 13,000, that has taken a larger chunk out. So we've kind of crept back up to not quite where we were before, but we're getting there.
Okay. Just on your recommendation for a 3% USC surcharge on self-employed earnings over 100,000 to be eliminated, explain the rationale behind that call.
Again, I suppose that was there brought in as part of, you know, response to financial services crisis in the banking sector back in the day. The 3% is, I suppose it's on equity grounds that we're recommending that. And this is something that was endorsed by the Commission on Taxation and Welfare just a couple of years ago too. If you're a PAYE worker, you don't pay that 3%. That is only applied for non-PAYE income over 100,000. So we're just saying equal treatment for all, depending on what, you know, based on what you earn.
In terms of property tax, are you making any calls or what should happen in terms of how that is managed, the local property tax?
Well, we would say we'd be very much endorsing that the local property tax is a sustainable tax yield. And it's something that's now we would encourage that the government regularly reviews the rate, the exemptions, the deferrals, and that certainly the planned reevaluation that is due to take place next year, that goes ahead as planned to ensure that it continue to be a sustainable tax collection mechanism.
And just finally, coming back to your overall call for a broadening of the tax net and to ensure more people pay tax, it's not just about the wealthiest in society paying more tax. You do hit the high rate of tax at a very low rate relative, say, the UK or Germany in Ireland. And I'm presuming one of the factors behind that is because so few people actually pay income tax that there's no choice. The revenue has to come from somewhere.
Yes, indeed. I mean, because as that's what I mentioned at the outset, we do have a very highly progressive and one of the most progressive in a developed country. And that's exactly the point. We hit in at the higher rate and much earlier when you compare it to other countries, as you mentioned. And I suppose that's how it compensates. That's the way the system works. We hit in, we pay higher rates much earlier because we have this narrow tax base.
Okay. All right. Really interesting. Anne Gunnell, Director of Tax Policy and Representations at the Irish Tax Institute. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
This election night, C-SPAN delivers something different. Not just the presidential race, but the state races that will decide the balance of power in Congress. No political pundits, no spin, no commercials. Just the candidates, the results, and you. Follow C-SPAN this election night, Tuesday, November 5th, on TV, online, or on the free C-SPAN Now video app.